Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Scott Milne is on the attack again. This time he's renewing his call for Senator Patrick Leahy to release Senate records related to the alleged EB-5 scandals in Jay Peak. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Democrat says he's growing tired of his opponent's tactics.
The timing and location of Scott Milne's news conference on Monday was no accident. Milne invited reporters to join him outside Burlington High School at 9:30 in the morning, a half hour before incumbent Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy would arrive there for a news event of his own. With the well-manicured BHS football field as his backdrop, Milne began with what has become a stock line in his recent campaign appearances.
I see a chasm that separates my opponent's walk from his talk.
In this instance, the criticism is related to an EB-5 immigrant investor program that has come under a national microscope after a series of alleged frauds in the Northeast Kingdom. Milne says Leahy has extolled the virtues of government transparency.
And yet he refuses to be transparent when it comes to why and how so many of his fingerprints have ended up all over the EB-5 mess.
Specifically, Milne wants Leahy to voluntarily disclose internal correspondences by him or his staff related to controversial EB-5 projects in Vermont and elsewhere. U.S. senators are exempt from the Federal Freedom of Information Act. Milne first walked this line of attack in May, shortly after the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission announced charges against the two men accused of perpetrating a massive EB-5 fraud. Leahy was among the highest-profile boosters for the projects, which federal investigators say turned out to be a Ponzi-like scheme to defraud foreign investors. Milne says his net has widened, and he says Leahy's close ties with the movie industry that has sought to use the EB-5 program to bankroll studio projects now elevates the need for public scrutiny.
Taken together, these facts raise legitimate questions about Pat Leahy's interest in EB-5. How that interest developed and affected his official acts is a question I'm asking today.
How are you?
A throng of students assembled in the Burlington High School lobby offered a more ceremonious reception for their guest of honor Monday morning. Leahy had come to announce receipt of a new federal grant for the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. Asked about Milne's latest volley after the event, Leahy made little effort to veil his contempt.
I am tired of him. He doesn't want to say anything to my face, even when I see him. He only talks to you guys. He makes baseless charges.
Leahy says it's inappropriate for Milne to intimate that he's guilty of some impropriety.
If he is accusing me of doing something wrong, he should call the U.S. Attorney's Office.
As for voluntarily releasing records related to his office's work on EB-5 projects, Leahy deflected.
Is he going to release the stories about his trips with Jim Douglas on EB-5? Is he? Has he?
Leahy is referencing a trip that Milne took to China and Korea with then-Governor Jim Douglas in 2009. Milne was, at the time, considering using the EB-5 program for his own development project in southern Vermont. Milne, who has never held public office before, later decided against it. Leahy says it takes more than ad hominem attacks to win respect from Vermont voters.
You can't just attack people. You've got to stand for something.
Milne, however, makes no bones about the thrust of his campaign. He says he won't have any polished policy papers or in-depth proposals for legislation.
And I'm running on a platform of getting career politicians who are propped up by special interest money, like my opponent, out of the way.
One specific proposal Milne says voters can count on if he's elected. He'll introduce legislation subjecting members of Congress to the Freedom of Information Act they're now exempt from. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.